Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.
Welcome to Press Start, an all NPR podcast about the art and culture of video games. I'm Ralph Cooper.
I'm Kyle Orland.
And I'm Rob Holt.
And this week, we're excited. We're doing this podcast in record time because we, next week this time, will be all out in Southern California enjoying E3. And today we've decided to take a look at what's coming up, what we should expect, and probably also be dropping podcasts on you maybe daily or so, at least maybe two while we're out there, to tell you the stuff that we're seeing and picking things up.
Not all of us. Unfortunately, Rob hasn't been able to secure his invite to E3, but you shouldn't feel too bad for him because he just got an iPhone.
Yeah, so all your guilt is done.
I may have gotten the invite, but it might just be sitting on somebody's desk at NPR, you know?
Oh, it's lost in the mail, I see.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
What do you think of the iPhone so far? Quick review.
It's beautiful. It's limiting, but it's beautiful.
Now, are you allowed to say that since you work for Microsoft? Are you allowed to
an
Apple product?
Of course. I only get a little tiny jolt of pain from the implant when I say that.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
You've learned to kind of tune it out. I gotcha.
Yeah. But then when in my annual review, they adjust it and then they turn it up.
I hope they're not listening.
That's all right.
They're always listening.
Well, all right, Rob, since Kyle and I will be there and we'll be your eyes and ears on the floor, tell us some of the stuff that you were kind of like looking ahead to see. So we'll scout for you. So why don't you start?
We're there for you, man.
Right.
I appreciate it. And I'm also immeasurably jealous. So what I really want to see is there are two that I'm especially looking forward to. One is BioShock.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'm rereading all the Ayn Rand books, which is basically, and a lot of the stuff is supposedly loosely, very loosely, based on her philosophy and stuff. And I'm just rereading it in preparation and just the whole, like, sort of Art Deco, like, undersea objectivist utopia idea just really, really appeals to me. Plus, it's supposed to be a hell of a shooter. It's not supposed to be an RPG. It's supposed to be a really cool shooter. Yes. And just seeing the trailers that I've seen so far, I cannot wait.
Did the Fountainhead have anyone in huge scuba suits just tromping around really desiccated old mansions? I haven't read
it,
so.
Nope, absolutely not. No,
so I guess it's really loosely.
Yeah, it's real loose.
Well, it's based on the philosophy, not on the novels. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I saw a demo of that a few months back at a Microsoft event, and they were showing off how you could handle all sorts of situations differently, where you could kind of avoid conflict, or you could, you know, go straight up guns blazing, or you could kind of use misdirection to kind of put them off to the side. And it looks really ambitious. I hope they can pull off all they're trying to do, because if they can, it's going to be pretty nice.
Yeah, it's like the spiritual successor to System Shock 2. So if you haven't played that, you need to play it. It's you know, about 4 or 5 years old, I forget. But it's just very, very creepy. And they are ostensibly shooters, but they also have RPG elements. And that's the beauty of them, is that there's a bunch of different ways, just like you said, that you can accomplish the same task.
And it's just all about the world. It's all about the atmosphere they build with the environments, kind of like System Shock 2 or Half-Life 2 also.
All right, so the other one I'm really looking forward to is another spiritual successor. It's Hellgate London by Flagship Studios. And the main guy, Bill Roper, came from Blizzard, and I'm a huge, huge Diablo fan and a Blizzard fanboy. And takes place in, you know, modern day, I think modern day, but like alternate reality London.
Very alternate.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah, they've shown it at the past two E3s, and I didn't actually get to play it because the line was like 5 deep whenever I passed by, but it's kind of a post-apocalyptic hellscape, as the name would kind of suggest, and it looks like kind of a mix of Diablo and kind of a third-person shooter, really, from what I've seen.
God, I just can't wait. I mean, just seeing all the previews that I've seen, and just the way the interface looks, it looks like it has that Blizzard polish, and just that vibe, and just those are the two that I'm really, really looking forward to. So find out, you know, all you can about what they're doing.
All right. Okay, nice. So we got you. We'll be scouting for you. Kyle, you next.
Well, I've been really enjoying the Wii since I got it.
Wii.
But I'm getting a little tired of all the mini games out there. You know, Super Monkey Ball and Wii Sports and all sorts of games. I've really, Mario Party 8, a lot of fun little games showing off the technology. I think it's time to move on. Nintendo's got 3 games that I'm really looking forward to for this. Super Mario Galaxy.
True.
Metroid Prime 3.
True.
And Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Right.
Now, all three of those are supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
I don't know if they're going to make that. I think Metroid will. Mm-hmm. They're saying, I'm here in August for Metroid.
Right.
At least in Japan. Or, I don't know, maybe worldwide. And I don't know if the other two are going to make it. Smash Brothers, they've said, is almost complete. Mario Galaxy, they had a pretty nice build last year at E3.
It could happen. They had a nice build that they showed a little bit of time that we got to see it before the Wii came out. I thought it was decent. The little screen they showed of Galaxy and how you fly around the world.
They've had videos.
But
it was playable last year at E3, too. And we played Metroid Prime before the Wii came out, too. So.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So I don't know. I hope they can. If they get all three of those out, it could really change the system's image from all these mini games out. So it's not just the Wii. The PS3 is kind of, not too many games that I must play yet. I've been playing MotorStorm a bit, but I'm really looking forward to SingStar, of all things. Of course. It's already out for the PS2, and I love these karaoke games. And SingStar I don't quite like as much as Karaoke Revolution, but the PS3 one is going to be great. It's going to have 35 games built in, and then I heard 300 downloadable songs at launch day.
Did they say pricing yet for the downloadable songs?
No, that's going to be key, because I don't think I'd pay more than like $1, maybe $2.
Per song.
You also get an HD video with all these songs that plays in the background. So I could see $2. If it's up to like $5, $10, I haven't seen anything about it. But
a video from the iTunes store costs $2.
But
think about how hard it is to like do all the things like program the notes, and they're basically recreating the song. So I would actually pay a little bit more, but not much more.
In SingStar, they don't really do that much. They put the note tubes there, and it's just the song playing in the background. It's not like Karaoke Revolution where they have to record a new cover.
So they just have to program the notes, which is still worth something.
That's true. And the real nice thing about it is that you'll be able to make your own mix. Because when you buy the Karaoke Revolution games, usually there's like 5 or 10 songs you like and 20 or 30 that just no one wants to play ever. Or except maybe the weird kid who comes over. He's invited. Friend of a friend.
I love my Mr.
So just being able to build your own karaoke mix, that'll be a lot of fun. And another one that I've seen on PS3 is Eye of Judgment. I don't know if you guys have seen this. It's going to have the new iToy camera, which they've been rumored. There's no details yet about, but you plug it in and you point it at this little card grid, a 3x3 card grid. You put cards on there, and it detects what card it is and then makes a little animation of what the thing is. So you put down a dragon card that you buy in like collectible packs, and then there's an actual animated dragon showing up on the screen above the card.
Mm.
It sounds really gimmicky. It sounds really cheesy, but
this is like Pokemon for adults.
I'm a big fan. I was a big fan of Magic the Gathering back in the day, and this looks like the next evolution of that. I could see really getting into it if I get a few friends online and just playing that. You don't location free. You got the video game animation and the card game aspects there, so it could be cool.
I'll let you ride with that one. Okay. What about for the 360? You seeing anything?
360. This isn't a 360 exclusive, but I saw earlier in the month Fallout 3. They were doing a demo of in Bethesda, Maryland, where Bethesda Softworks is. They had this huge screen, they played the game, and it's from the makers of Oblivion. And it looks a lot like Oblivion, but mixed with Fallout, which is a classic post-apocalyptic game. And
I like post-apocalyptic games. Those are good.
They've updated the engine to make really nice, rubble-strewn environments, and you've got all sorts of weapons you can use to deform the environment. That's a big thing. They're saying destruction is the new big thing for them. And the great thing is you can play it like a straight-up first-person shooter, or when you encounter an enemy, you can just stop the action with like the right trigger and then target a body part as you want. So if you take out the legs, they'll be slower. Or if you take out the arms, they'll have less accuracy. If you take out the head, well, the head kind of explodes.
Yeah.
And that depends on your character stats and your weapon stats. So you can play it like a straight-up like pen and paper RPG, or you can play it as a shooter. It's really up to you, and that's a really neat feature, I thought.
How was the atmosphere? Like, how was the feel of the game?
It was very nice. So they had 20 more licensed stuff, songs from the 40s, and you can pick them up on your in-arm radio throughout the game. The tutorial mode is kind of you growing up inside Vault 101, you take your aptitude tests to get your statistic ratings, and they give you a BB gun at age 10 to train you for that. So they kind of build it on top of childhood development, which I thought was really neat.
Wow, that's interesting.
God, that sounds awesome.
It's not coming out till late next year, but when it does, it's going to be big. So those are some of the ones, just some of the games I'll be looking for. Ralph, what do you got?
Well, as far as games are concerned, the first, of course, thing that I'm looking to see, because it'll be out soon, is, of course, FIFA 08. FIFA 08 for the Wii, however, I just think is going to be interesting, because I don't know how in the world they're going to do the interface with the joystick and the control. I really want to see. Yeah, well, it could be. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because I know they got Mario Strikers is out in Europe, mm-hmm. right?
Just came out.
And I want to see both. I want to see how it works, because I think that would be interesting. I know that the only sports game I've played on the Wii has been Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. And that's nice. That's nice.
So are you gonna put the remote on your foot, kind of, and when you kick?
That would be hot. Wouldn't that be great? You know what I'm saying? If you have to do a header, you actually have to jump or something like that. That'd be great. People would be really annoyed.
I don't know how well that would work, really, but it'd be fun.
Yeah, well, my friends, we would end up playing it on the 360 after a while, because we're just too lazy for all of that.
I think it'd be cool if you could use, like, the pointer to point out who you wanted to pass it to.
I think it'd be cool if you use the pointer to use where you're going to shoot the dog on goal. That would be ridiculous, because that would change the game. It's hard as I don't know what to just use your joystick and do it. But
so you kind of stop the action and then point at the corners?
Right. You know, and it might not even take long. You just like, boop, boop, you know. What else do I want to see? I was actually talking to Rob about this. The thing that's weird for me is I want to see more of the, help me out, Rob. I want to see more of the publishers, more of the design houses. Like, I'm more interested in seeing that. Like, Ubisoft as a publisher has Tom Clancy and a couple other houses under them, for lack of a better word, that I really like. And I want to see that. I want to see, I know Midway is supposed to be doing something with Conan. I want to see what the big boys are doing, for like a better word. Like, I know there's a lot of hype surrounding some of this stuff, but we've been filling up the appointment books, basically, to say, okay, this is what we're going to see. Kind of excited about the Konami stuff. They were supposed to be doing some really nice stuff, and I'm hoping that they're bringing some more fighters to all of the systems. We definitely need more fighters on all of the systems. I want everybody to hear that again.
All of the systems?
All of the systems need fighters. They just need something. The Tekken on the PS3 is nice, but it would be nice to have some more, like,
there's,
you know,
Virtua Fighter too, but
yeah, but I mean,
fighters are kind of dying down. Is it?
Yeah, you know,
it's
like
sad.
And what else did I want to see? I'm really looking forward to all the pomp and circumstance. I can't front. I'm looking forward to all of the noise, and if there is a lot of noise, what I'm interested in to see is the difference, really,
yeah,
because
it's gonna be
weird, you know,
this year.
It could be. I think, like, I know last year when you went, like, you know, you went, but you had registered, and you just kind of went, you know what I mean?
It's for those of you who might not know, that last year they had about 70 or 80,000 people who registered, and it wasn't by invite. You just had to be loosely connected to the industry. So if you were, like, working at a GameStop as a manager or, you know, or a business person somewhere in the contractor or something, you could get in. You could even fake getting in. They were pretty lax about it. This year, it's invite only to about 5,000 to 10,000 people, mostly journalists, also some key decision makers, and it's mostly sit-down appointments. It's not going to be going around a show floor and looking at all the games among huge, loud, you know, glitzy big screens. And, you know, that's good in a way, because there's going to be less lines. You're going to be able to sit down with the developers, actually have a conversation without your head exploding from the noise. But it's going to be bad, because when you're on the show floor, you can kind of find games that you might not have known about. You just see them up there, and you see a big crowd around it.
But, you know, I got a strange feeling that it's still going to have a little bit of that feel to it. Like, I just don't see a hotel holding people out there and not renting out those ballrooms to anybody who wants to set up shop or, having stuff like that. I hope. I would like to think that would happen.
It's mostly the bigger names now, but I still think a small game could get out there, because, you know, there'd be a lot of journalists out there, and they'll be talking to each other about what they see. So if there's something big, then, you know, by the second and third day, everyone will be clamoring for that appointment to go over there. But I remember back a few years ago, in 2004, Katamari Damacy was in this forgotten corner of the Namco booth, which was in the corner of the convention hall. I mean, it was, you could not find it if you knew where it was. Mm. And if you passed by it, you saw there was always three deep people playing. So, I saw it was interesting. I went up and played once on the second day. I was hooked. On the third day, I went back four more times, because there was nothing. You know, I'd seen everything else. I'd played it for 5 minutes and gotten bored. And this game really came out of nowhere, and I think that's part of why it became a big, you know, sleeper hit. I'm afraid that won't happen anymore with the new show.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna be the half full dude. I'm gonna say I'm geeked. I'm looking forward to coming out to Los Angeles and checking out E3. I figure we should all thank our listeners and all the people who do kind of hit us up from time to time, as well as the different video game people who look and listen to us as well.
Thanks for getting us out there.
Right. We appreciate it. And I guess we should thank NPR, too, for hosting the podcast. So,
who?
Yeah, those guys. Who? Thanks, guys. And I think we're at the end of our podcast. Definitely stay tuned next week. We're probably, like we said, we're going to definitely put out podcasts while we're out there at E3 and tell you the things that we see. We might even try and post some photos or something. Who knows?
Yep.
If I'm caught in any compromising positions, Mom, I'm sorry now. It just happens.
And if you guys out there have stuff you want us to look for, you can contact us at pressstartpodcast.com.
Where?
It's pressstartpodcast.com.
Oh, yeah,
our email address is on there. You can leave comments on this post, and we're there for you.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, send us pictures, man. If you guys want us to look for you while we're out there, that'd be cool. Why not? You know,
if you're in the Santa Monica area.
Yeah, and I'm the only single guy, so yeah, just keep that in mind with your pictures. I don't want Kyle and Rob's wives to get upset. You know, earmark those for me. It'd be fun. Yeah, and congratulations, Kyle, as well. Congratulations.
Yeah,
Kyle.
Seriously.
Newest married member of Press Start. I am now the heathen.
Thank you. Hi, Michelle. Crew.
Aww.
She's not listening.
I'm going to cry.
She's not listening.
All right, and so that's it, yo. So until E3, this is Ralph Cooper, and for Kyle Orland and Rob Holt. Say peace.
Peace.
Peace.